Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated, visit myspecialmortgage.com. That's myspecialmortgage.com.
104.3 The Fan presents Big Al and D-Mac with a big story of the day.
What's going on, y'all? It's like 115 degrees today. I'm just
I can't do it, Chad.
Yeah,
Chad,
you can.
I can't do
you
it.
You can.
I'm just
another say
terrible.
No. D-Max says yes. I
no,
can.
No, I say I quit.
Come on, man.
90. What? I'm checking with Steve Jobs. Right, 98 degrees right now.
It's not even that hot.
Oh
we were
God,
literally
dude.
Just talking nuts? About Phoenix. Where it's like 110 plus.
Yeah, well, I don't want to go there either. Not now. We're trying to. I was just hitting up the boss that Thursday, what is it, October 18th?
Yep.
Yeah, Thursday, October 18th at Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds okay. That sounds good. You know, we always look for the one road trip a year that, you know, because, first of all, it would have to be on a weeknight, you know, that makes sense for this particular show. And then it would have to be someplace we'd actually want to go. Because, like, they go to, where is it? At Oakland, Monday, December 24th. Yeah, pass.
You guys can...
Not down with that trip.
Broadcast from my garage out there.
In Oakland?
No, in Arizona.
Yeah, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know, the same night that the Broncos, not that anybody will care about this, the same night that the Broncos play... At Arizona, ASU's hosting Stanford. It's kind of a fun night in the desert, huh, for football?
Yeah. They do a good job there.
My son's all pumped up. He's got actually a cool deal. The Avs home opener is like on a Thursday, and on Saturday, this is in October, I don't know the exact date, on Saturday, ASU plays CU.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to come home. For the Avs opener, and then going up there to Folsom. Now that sounds fun.
It's what you should do when you're young.
He knows
no
like
responsibilities.
10 million people that go to see you. We'll see how that both teams go this year. How's CU going to be this year? Do you have any idea whatsoever? Are you doing the games at all? Are you involved? Are you doing Pac-12 Network?
Pac-12 Network.
When do you start studying up on that stuff?
Pac-12 Media Days is, I think, the 24th and 25th out there in Hollywood.
You going to be out there for it?
I will be out there for it.
Yeah.
Get a chance to hear from
so
all
maybe
the
like
coaches
a week
players.
Before that, you sort of go to the Google machine and try to figure out what's going on?
Well, I did Arizona's spring game for the Pac-12 Network this year, so I had a chance to dive in a little deeper.
How they doing? They got that kid who was he all healthy? The quarterback kid there? What's his name?
Tate. Khalil Tate.
Oh, my God. That
He's
kid
special.
Was unbelievable, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was great.
Talk about maybe the greatest athlete in college football nobody's ever heard of.
He's a legit Heisman Trophy candidate.
Yeah.
He had a month where he literally ran for like 1,100 yards in one
he
month of games.
He was just unbelievable.
Went for over 300 against CU.
Yeah.
Backed it up the next week with like 225 against somebody else.
Yeah, got hurt late in the season.
Got a little nicked up, yeah.
And he wasn't, I don't know if he played in that ASU-Arizona game, so well, ASU actually won that one.
You know, Kevin Sumlin left, well, was fired from Texas A&M, is now
right.
The head coach at Arizona. So they'll be, I think, better coached. Than they were
this
with,
kid
with
is
Rodriguez.
Ridiculous.
He's amazing.
Can he throw the ball, though?
That's what they worked on in spring ball. Obviously, they don't need to have him running the option in spring ball and running the zone attack in spring ball. So they did a lot of passing with him.
It's a quirky situation, though, in college football because if you don't have to throw it...
Why would you?
Why would you?
And these quarterbacks, the truly great ones that run the ball, you know, not very special passing it. So he was adequate. So if they're going to face a 3rd and 12 because someone gets a tackle for a loss on 1st and 2nd down, they're not going to panic if they got to pass the ball with him.
Yeah,
but they're not going to go out and win the game passing the ball.
Yeah, this
him.
Tate kid, if you haven't heard of him, and I understand if you haven't. First of all, he didn't even start the year.
Nope.
And then Arizona plays the vast majority of their games at night, and I get it. You know, they're not on a national schedule, right? And they put this kid in, and he was injured late in the year too. But Chad's right. If if he stays healthy, this kid may win the Heisman Trophy.
Absolutely.
But he has zero chance of playing quarterback in the NFL.
None. None whatsoever.
Isn't that funny?
None. You got to pass the ball.
Right.
The players are too good on defense.
So we're telling you about possibly the most dynamic player in college football at quarterback who has no chance of being in the NFL. Not as a quarterback.
No.
He could be in the NFL, you know, in other ways, I suppose.
Yeah. He's a better runner than Lamar Jackson. Let's put it that way.
He is.
He's faster.
He's more elusive. Jeez, if you haven't seen this kid, hold on. Yeah. It's something special.
Catch one of those Arizona games on that Pac-12, you know, after dark when it comes on super late and just force you to stay up.
Somebody with some wiggle.
Oh, he's got wiggle, all right.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's cool. Have a good time down there. Pac-12 is going to be interesting this year. They got humiliated in the bowl season, though.
One win.
Yeah, Utah.
Yeah.
Humiliated.
It was a down year.
They have two quarterbacks who are drafted in the top 10 in the NFL. They had one win in a bowl. Utah.
Yeah. It was a down year.
And then they go. Then the Pac-12 goes to the NCAA tournament, and Arizona should have won the whole thing. They're out in the first round.
Yeah.
And they have the number one overall pick in the draft, DeAndre Ayton. I saw some summer league action with him. He looks unbelievable.
But they killed it in, like, women's volleyball. The Pac-12 generally wins the most NCAA championships every year because some of the schools have, like, you know, 60 sports.
I love the boutique networks like the Pac-12 network. And, I mean, they cover everything.
They have to.
They cover everything.
I think it is a rule for the Pac-12 network that each Pac-12 event has to be televised.
Yeah.
So if it's a Pac-12 game and it's not on some other network because it's a big game, then it's going to be broadcast on the Pac-12 network. That's why sometimes the games kick off at 9 p.m. West Coast time.
Also, they have the Pac-12 app, and they cover, like, baseball with a single camera. No replay, and, like, a college kid doing the game.
Well, it's usually somebody at the studio who's calling the game from the studio in San Francisco.
It's cool, though. I've watched tons of baseball games like that over the spring.
Yeah, they can't send a whole crew out for random baseball game.
You should see it. I mean, it feels like...
it's not a high-level production.
When they do their high-level production, it's great. Yeah. I'm just saying they literally just... You could watch water polo. You can watch... everything. Pac-12, they literally cover everything.
Everything.
That's why I love it that CU's in the Pac-12. You know, I don't know how you feel about it, but I think it's so much better that CU's in the Pac-12. I think it's great.
I've long supported the move. It's more money for them over the Big 12. The TV network certainly helps from an exposure standpoint. From a student population standpoint, there's far more students from California and West Coast states than there are from Big 12 states. It just makes sense from a tie to the student body kind of thing. And then
CU feel more like a Pac-12 type of school anyway. Don't you think they fit in better with all those other type of schools anyway?
Yeah, and then from a recruiting standpoint, do you want to tell a kid, hey, I got a way you can come back to California every single year and play in front of your family?
Right.
Or, hey, we'll get the joy of going to Iowa State in November. It'll be great. And then we'll follow it up with an excellent trip to Manhattan, Kansas, which will also be great.
The kids from California that have choices, they're not going to do that.
I mean, I'm surprised.
Why would they do that?
I'm surprised they were able to get us California guys back when they were in the Big 8.
The fact that you and Alfred both ended up at CU and Knavis, those two from Houston, you from L.A., I'm still stunned that it happened. I mean, it's amazing that they got you guys.
I mean, because obviously Alfred could have been, you know, any of the amazing Texas schools.
He could have gone anywhere.
Yeah, I could have gone to any of the California schools.
But he didn't like being hot. That was a negative to Alfred, being too warm.
I'm a California guy. I didn't mind the heat one bit. I didn't like the cold is what I didn't like when I first got to Colorado. But
Alfred didn't own a jacket. He showed up to see you. He did not own a jacket.
I didn't own a jacket heavy enough. I had a jacket, but it was not warm enough.
A heavy jacket. I'm sure he had. Well, no, you know what? He may not have had a jacket. He might have had like a sweatshirt or something. I don't know.
But as a California kid, you never grow up thinking, man, one day I'm going to get to play at Oklahoma State. I'm going to go to Stillwater. It's going to be fantastic.
Right. Now, if you grow up, you know, like all the other knuckle draggers in Oklahoma. Maybe that's your dream if you're on the
as a non-knuckle dragger
Texas.
In California.
Yeah,
I wanted to go. I wanted to play in the Coliseum versus USC or in the Rose Bowl versus UCLA.
I just can't believe you ended up at CU.
They did a great job.
Did you turn down UCLA?
Yeah, and
that
USC.
That is nuts.
Okay, real quick. I've told this story before, but I'll tell it super, super quick. During the recruiting process, you know, teams are calling every single night. And it's pretty heavy in the recruiting process. You know, phones ringing, you know, 10 times a night from schools, this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. Where it's during dinner. Phone rings. My dad gets up and answers the phone. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yep. Yep. Yeah, like I said, Chad's leaving the state. Hangs the phone up.
Doesn't even let you talk to the recruiter.
Nope. And I say, Dad, who was that? Oh, that was USC. I was like, oh, I guess I'm leaving the state.
Wow.
I guess.
And what was the reason?
I had some, you know, friends who were not on the same path of life that I was.
And you needed to be further from those friends.
To get away from.
Not down the street from those friends.
But here's the even funnier part. When I was doing my football camp in Pasadena just a couple of weeks ago, there was a gathering of high school friends from that era. And the one friend in particular who my dad wanted me to get away from, who I haven't seen since I was in college, says, hey, man, how your parents doing? Remember, they used to love me.
No.
Make sure you tell them.
No. Maybe not so much their friends.
When I say hi, they're going to love to hear from me.
What did he turn out to be?
He is a... C-grade rapper of some sort.
Did he go to jail?
He was kicked out of one school for things that would have sent him to jail if he wasn't an athlete.
Okay. So your parents were...
Absolutely correct.
Right. Oh, okay. Okay.
Come on. Look, think about this. I came to University of Colorado.
A C-grade rapper. Okay.
I won four Big Eight championships, yeah, which Coach Mack promised.
Right.
I won a national championship, which Coach Mack promised.
Right.
I got a job in my chosen profession.
Right.
I live here in the state of Colorado.
Right.
I married a girl from the University of Colorado.
Right.
I'm not sure how you get a better
Your parents college, were like way correct.
Yeah, better college experience than that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, good!
Right, yes, good for you, Chad.
Hashtag go Buffs.
It's still amazing. You know, now that I've been out to California and been around those schools, but CU is gorgeous. As CSU is too, by the way.
Yeah.
CSU has a beautiful campus. No.
True.
Absolutely. Plenty of props to CSU.
No sarcasm in that.
The only wish I had is that CSU just played in a major conference where they could legitimately compete for a national championship. And sadly, the Mountain West just won't. No. Unfortunately, I wish that wasn't the case. So that's why, you know, I'm for Chad. An expansion of conferences, bigger conferences, to have five or six conferences that have 16 schools each, and that's a wrap. And, you know, you have different divisions, and you can build up rivalries. So it'd be fine by me.
Everything like the SEC. SEC West, yeah. SEC East kind of thing.
Why can't you have not the Pac-12, but the Pac-16? And you put, who's not in there? BYU, CSU... Who else would be a good Boise State? Absolutely. Where you want to go? San Diego State? They're a great team.
I was going to say one of the San Diego schools that are always, you know, hot for some reason.
Yeah, I think you could absolutely expand the Pac-12 to four more schools.
Yeah.
And I think CSU would be San Diego State's not in the Pac-12. No. Right. Right.
Thanks, Big Sexy.
I got my conferences down at this point because we've been, you know, on the baseball tip of things. But, and by the way, the fact that it's really not the Pac-12 in baseball, it's the Pac-11.
Yeah.
Nice job, CU. Way to be the only school in the Pac-12 to not have a baseball
Can't
program.
Do it.
And CSU, embarrassing for you two. Both you guys, embarrassing. You're in the Pac-12. You should have, if you don't want to have water polo, I mean, okay. Although the water buffaloes would be awesome. But not having baseball or softball is humiliating.
I agree.
It's preposterous. And I really do not understand why. If Utah can have a baseball program, how does CU not? How do we come in? How are we behind Utah? How are we behind, never mind Utah, because Utah is a big school. How are we behind Washington State? How is it that Washington State, not Washington, but Washington State is better in this department than CU?
Better or just they have a team?
Whatever. I mean, it's not they're not very good, but they've got a team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get it. Like Arizona, Arizona State, okay, fine. USC, UCLA, okay. Never mind that Oregon State just won the national championship, Chad. A Pac-12 school won in the Northwest, won the national championship in baseball. Suck it, Florida. So we have a school in our conference mm-hmm. who won the national championship, and we don't even have a team?
It's always
it's embarrassing.
Bother me. I forgot the reasons why over the years. They've had a baseball team in the past.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
And CSU, shame on you too. Get it together, guys. Give me a break. Air Force has a D1 program. Air Force. Greeley. UNC has a really good D1 program. And you don't have one at CSU and CU? UNC has a program that you guys can't put together? Good for UNC, by the way. And they do have a really good program. And Air Force is amazing. The fact that Air Force can get any athletes at all for any reason, Chad, is incredible. And they not only get athletes, but they do an incredible job with it.
Oh, they absolutely do. One of my Pop Warner kids is playing there, playing linebacker.
I mean, first of all, you got to be in Colorado Springs. I mean, how do you sell that? I have no idea. Never mind. Talk about a non, you know, Animal House experience at Air Force and the commitment afterwards. Those kids are amazing. If your kid goes to Air Force, I am impressed.
Washington State has a $67 million athletic budget hole, so maybe they shouldn't have baseball. I'm just saying.
They're struggling. They're not really good at baseball, but they got a program. They got a team. All right, all that being said, hey, do we have a soccer update, Big Sexy? Do we have any juice on the soccer front? I tried watching a little bit today. I'm not going to lie. I tried my best to watch France against the Waffles. France won. Do you want to hear what it sounded like, Chad?
Yeah, give it to me.
All right, here we go.
Your 32-year-old center back who's had a series of injury issues the last few seasons at Manchester City, Antoine Griezmann, the ensuing corner, swung in, header on frame, the opening goal! Samuel Umtiti is that the goal that puts France in a World Cup final?
It was.
Is there time enough for Belgium to rescue this, or will France, for the third time, reach the final? There is the final whistle. France has punched the first ticket to Sunday's World Cup final.
You know what I noticed about the French team, Chad?
What's that?
Black athletes playing soccer. And I was like, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I get it. Like, you have all your best athletes playing this sport here in France, right? Like, all of them. Not some of them. All of them. Whereas in America, it just doesn't... We'll never, ever, ever compete at the world stage unless we have the best athletes playing out there.
We competed in the world stage in women's soccer.
It's so different. USA soccer needs way more diversity in the participants that play. And I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you get the best athletes to be playing soccer. But if you don't, the United States will never have a shot. But in other countries, in other multicultural countries, Chad, they can put it together.
Well, it's not that they can put it together. It's that's where the money is. The athletes can as a little kid in France, yes, you want to grow up and be Zidane and make $30 million a year.
Yeah.
Who's your soccer role model here in the U.S.? Landon Donovan?
Right.
Who made, you know.
Who are you looking at? Clint Dempsey?
Right.
Yeah. Who's Tim Howard, I suppose.
But yeah, what did he make? Did he make anything close to what a average NBA player makes? No.
Big Sexy, what did Ronaldo sign? What was the Ronaldo deal today? What did we hear?
95 a year.
I'm sorry, what?
95 million a year. Now, that includes the buyout, because they had to buy out his contract from the club that he was already with.
Doesn't that blow you away?
It's soccer money. It's huge.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Those dudes make a killing.
Good for France. I mean, I don't know. Belgium. Yeah. So now we got Croatia against England.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell me about those great professional sports in Croatia that pull away athletes from the soccer program. There aren't any.
Basketball, maybe. I mean, there's some
yes.
Croats who are great in basketball.
Croatians?
Croats? That's probably insulting. I'm not trying to be, but... Croats, right? Croatians. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think it's just Croatians. It's the
Croatians.
One.
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. I think there's a few Croatians who are good in basketball, but that's about it.
True.
It is Croats? That's not insulting. That's not Croats.
All right.
Ah, boy, I could have so much fun with that. I'm just going to leave it alone. But Croats. Okay, got it. I don't know. I guess I don't really care. It's like swimming. I only care every 4 years when the Olympics are around. You know what I mean, Chad? Like, hey, USA, do we got some good swimmers? Let's check in every 4 years to make sure we do. Hey, it looks like we do. We still dominate this sport. So I guess I don't care all that much about U.S. soccer, but I get a little jealous at this point because I know we have better athletes than France, top to bottom. It's not even a... Croatia? We don't have better overall athletes than Croatia? I mean, give me a break.
They're in the World Cup. What, semifinals? They're pretty good.
England? England's the size of, like, Nebraska. You know, I mean, you know, England? I don't know, man.
Kids in England, they can't wait until they're old enough to get their first tattoo.
You know what?
It's going to be a Manchester United tattoo.
Yeah, big
deal.
That's
what they do over there.
I heard Mike on the morning show say something. I think he's more right than wrong on this. If you gave the best athletes in America a certain amount, his idea was a year. I think you need a little bit more than a year. But I don't think you have to grow up, you know, playing the sport to be great at it. I think you just got to be a great athlete. And you can learn it. Did you see the goal today?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's a cross on a corner kick, and a guy just flings himself up there and heads the ball in. I don't think you have to be, you know, growing up with a ball on your foot at 9 years old to be able to do that. You know what you have to be? Bigger, stronger, and more athletic. You have to out-jump somebody. I'm pretty sure you could take a guy in the NBA who's 6'5", and teach him, and within a short period of time, how to out-muscle a bunch of other short guys to head a ball in the goal.
All right, we're up on the break.
Yeah.
And I know we got the big three coming up.
Yeah.
But we got to circle back to this.
All right.
This thought that somehow becoming a professional athlete is just the luck of the draw, and it's so easy. I love it when the media types them, putting you in that category.
Well, I'm not saying you've got to be a great athlete.
Anybody
though.
Could be a professional athlete lucky enough to be born to the right parents.
No. Just no. Yes. I'm not saying that.
Yes, that's what you're saying. It took that guy no skill, no understanding.
It took him skill, but he's probably who. I mean, let's look up who the guy was. I bet he was like 5'9". And, you know, had a pretty good, vertical.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, compare him to, like, if Von Miller was in there. Seriously, Von Miller, who is, what, 6'3",
mm-hmm.
245, with a vertical of maybe 36 inches?
Von Miller couldn't run for 90 minutes in the soccer
match. You don't need him to run for 90 minutes. You just need him to be there on the cross. Yeah. I know what you're saying.
Time out.
I'm going to get my cross guy in. All right. We'll take a break. Big Three is coming up next.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web. 303-790-2222, the phone number, SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
It's Big Al and D-Mac with the Big Three, presented by Sam's Number 3 Diner and Bar.
Hey, we'll probably dig into this a little bit more in Football at 4, but just right off the top, the NFLPA calls the NFL anthem policy inconsistent with the CBA and files a grievance, although they say that they'll try to hash things out of court rather than in court. And their biggest beef, Chad, is that there just simply wasn't a lengthier conversation with the union before the decision was made. Where do you think this is going in terms of the anthem?
I know from a fan perspective, fans just want this to be over and want it to be done. I mean, at this point, I don't think we can, neither side can win or sway the public from their pretty firmly entrenched opinions on either side of it. So at this point, they've got to find a way to have these conversations private and come to some kind of agreement that is acceptable so we can move past this. As strongly as I am for the players' rights to do what they want to do, even I recognize it is time to move on.
Yeah, I don't think the players... Listen, I think the NFL more or less won this one. And I understand what the grievance is by the NFLPA.
I don't think they won.
Well, nothing's going to change. I mean, you think the NFLPA is going to make something change in this thing?
No, but from a overall public perception, the president is still talking negatively about the NFL. The owners didn't move to appease him and his crowd that he was trying to rally up. And they still didn't win that over.
I just don't think anything's going to change. I think this is... I see what you're saying. Like, the president's not even happy with this. He wants more. But I think this is just where it's going to stay. And I think the beef that the NFLPA has is, you just didn't talk to us, which is true. And where I stood with it is, nothing should have happened. Literally nothing should have happened until the new CBA in 2 years. But Roger Goodell just had ants in his pants and wanted to move forward. What really should have happened is that you more or less put it on the table for the next 2 years, for the next CBA, so you can have a significant amount of time. And you just sort of have to deal with whatever blowback you get because you treat your players and your union with respect. But they didn't. The NFLPA is upset with it, but they don't really have a lot of ground to stand on.
They do have ground to stand on. Obviously, the owners and the
players. What are they going to do?
They're going to have these discussions in private. I think there are some things that the union and the players can do, but the NFL made the mistake of trying to appease someone who was literally out to score political points, not to make a better policy.
The NFL rushed too fast. Agreed?
No one wins in this one at all.
All right, bongos. Bong, bong, bong. Three! Sorry, my bongos are...
Three!
I had broken bongos for a
second. All right, Bills running back, LeSean McCoy, one of the best running backs in the NFL.
Oh, man.
Has been accused of domestic violence, child abuse, animal cruelty, and using performance-enhancing drugs.
Yeah.
The photos of his girlfriend slash ex-fiance are
awful.
He has denied all allegations. I'm not quite sure what the... question here is, other than what do the Bills do with a situation like this? The players denying all allegations, yet and still we have photos. And I suppose in some cases, a friend giving eyewitness testimony backing up the girlfriend slash ex-fiance's account of what happens. What do the Bills do? I guess maybe what does the NFL do in a situation like this?
Well, the NFL has shown that they don't have to wait for a guilty verdict to pass judgment on players, as they've been doing of late. The Bills should... I think when things are up in the air, the smartest thing to do is just tell the player to take a timeout until things get resolved one way or the other. I think that's what the Broncos should have done in the Adam Gotsis case this spring. And I think that's clearly what the Buffalo Bills should do until this situation resolves itself. It looks awful. You know, it looks awful. The stories of their discontent in a relationship are stunning, including McCoy trying to move all of her furniture out of their house when he thought she was out of town, but she sent somebody over there and they found like movers like moving her stuff out of the house. I mean, these guys were not getting along. But I hate to pass judgment on something so, so serious, Chad, without knowing all the facts on this particular one. It doesn't look good, though.
It does not.
So how
look
about
good
just a timeout? Just like, you know, just take a timeout.
Not trying to protect LeSean McCoy in any way or any person who, you know, is accused or has committed domestic violence, but aren't you innocent until proven guilty in this country?
Yeah, that's why I think you should just take a timeout. It's okay to take a timeout and just sort of get your act together. And
I can't work. I can't.
Oh, we'll pay you.
I can't further my career. I can't further my chances at the Hall of Fame. In my opinion, I'd give.
That's what I would do. What would you do?
I can't get the incentives on the back page of my contract.
I just told you what I would do. What would you do?
I don't know. I don't know what I would do. But it's a difficult one. It's a difficult line to toe for both the NFL and the Bills.
That being said, if he's guilty of this, his career is over. That's the end of Shady McCoy.
Yeah.
Bongos.
Three!
The Jay Cutler stuff is so good. Maybe we'll get to the Jay Cutler stuff next. I'm just dying to talk about
it. Let's do it.
All right. Hang in there. This is The Drive on the Fan.
It's The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
If everybody understands what's going on here with Jay Cutler in this very Cavallari show. Jay Cutler, first of all, Jay Cutler's like a turd.
Yes.
Okay, let's just start there. This is who he is. Some of the other shows were playing some highlights, and my son and I were listening, and my son turns to me and goes, my 15-year-old goes, is he really that bad? I'm like, yeah, he really, that's really him. That is literally who this guy is.
He does not come across well at all.
Yeah, hold on though. I know what you're saying, but he's the perfect character for this. He's actually a star. He's actually doing a great job. Cuz every TV show needs that, you know, anti-hero to have an interesting show.
So you want to come across like a complete jerk
well,
so you can be the anti-hero of a short-run reality TV show?
Conveniently, that's who he actually is. So he just has to kind of be himself.
It's working well.
Yeah, that's the problem. By the way, you say short run. We'll see. How long have the Kardashians been on?
This show is not...
Oh, really? How long has the Eric and Jesse show been on?
What'd they get? Two runs of like 8 episodes?
Dude, they've been on for like 6 years.
What channel?
I don't know, whatever, E?
It's not
or something.
E.
I swear to God, the Jesse and Eric show is still running. It started here in Denver. He's played for the Jets and the Titans. It's still on.
Wow. It's not on my radar.
No, I agree.
Nor anyone's radar.
Or anyone's. 5 years for Eric and Jesse.
Yeah, I'm not watching that.
Nobody's watching it. It's impossible to watch. It's so terrible. I mean, we watched it a little bit, you know, at the beginning because, you know, he was here in Denver. We had comical scenes where Eric Decker is setting up football equipment in some sort of park in, you know, Castle Rock where him and Wesley Woodyard are just having random workouts together. That was comical. Like, I'm talking pads. You think about this for a second. What kind of workouts would a wide receiver and a linebacker have in common?
I've been pitched to do reality TV, and I've done some sizzle reels, and if the lack of reality in reality TV is shocking, particularly when you sports people like us can see such a hokey, contrived scene as a linebacker and
receiver
going to a park.
Weren't you
going
to go to the Amazon to pick up reptiles or something? Wasn't that a reality show that you were?
Yeah.
Now that sounds pretty cool.
It was going to be really cool.
Didn't happen, but sounds cool.
There were some philosophical differences about animals and animal keeping.
Between, well, I'm sure you were looking out for the benefit of the animals, so any conflict would be anti that.
Yeah, there was the networks have an interesting view on some things.
Okay. Well, you weren't going to do anything to damage or treat an animal unfairly.
No.
Correct?
But even when they wanted to do a reality show based around my animal shipping company, is there ever like a really rich customer who needs like a special python on a certain day, and then you've got to like do all this stuff to make it sure it gets there on time? I'm like, no, there's no drama in the animal ship, and I want everything to be as smooth as possible.
Right. Because what kind of show would that be?
Right.
So here's what's funny. They have to come up with crap, right?
Right.
So here we go with Jay Cutler. Now, this is where I think he's brilliant, because he's a turd, just period. He's one of the most disliked players.
Yes.
In the history of the NFL by his teammates.
Deservedly so.
Yeah. So let's listen to some highlights. Here's Cutler working on a blow dryer.
First time I worked out in 2 years.
Hey, why'd you take a 2-year break?
Well, I was a hairdresser, so I feel like I got my workout in with a blow dryer and stuff, you know?
You can't be a service.
What?
The funny part is Cutler is 10,000 times smarter than all of his wife's friends. Now, you can say whatever you want about Cutler, but he's not dumb. He's not a dumb guy.
No.
He made, what, $110 million in his football career?
They paid him $10-plus million to come off his couch last year.
Here's his work ethic these days.
I don't think you would be happy doing what you're doing for the rest of your life. So have you thought about when you do get bored, what you're going to do?
Okay, well, maybe you should.
Not really looking to do a lot of work right now.
I'm
looking to do the exact opposite of that.
Yeah, so those networks are going to be really excited.
He's becoming more likable.
No.
Yes.
No.
He's becoming a TV star.
You want that guy
if
as
you
your
watch,
friend?
If you, I think if I'm a dude watching the show, I think he's funny. If I'm a dude watching the show, his... See, you got to watch like the Eric Decker show. Like Decker is like going over the moon to try to like be nice to Jesse and all of her dopey friends. Cutler's just being just like who he is. It's impossible to not laugh at these clips.
I laugh, but it's more I'm laughing at you. I'm not laughing with you.
Here's some more.
Can you just be nice when they come in?
I'm going to be neutral.
Okay, fine. Well, just don't be rude.
Hi. How are you guys?
What up?
Hey.
You can go up. I'll be up in 2 seconds.
Okay, cool.
All right. No hi from you.
What?
No hi from you.
Like give him more byes than highs.
I know, but God. So awkward.
I felt pretty comfortable.
Oh, I know you did.
I'm telling you, the dude's going to be a star of this format. He's going to be one of the funniest guys on reality TV.
Being a jerk.
Yep.
Good for him. He can have that.
He can have that. It's amazing. He found something that he can be completely himself, which is, you know,
a jerk,
and it's going to come across hysterical. I promise you, like the Chicago Tribune or something went down like every single thing he did on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Every single thing he did on the show sounds funny. Every single thing.
I'm not drawn to jerks. It doesn't appeal to me. You know, I think there's a certain part of your personality that's drawn to that kind of thing. It just doesn't appeal to me. Why would I watch a jerk? I'd rather watch an actual comedian who's legitimately funny.
I'm telling
not somebody
you.
Who's
anybody
turning
who's...
up the jerk part of his personality for laughs.
All right.
I'm going to be neutral.
Thank you. And
no hi from you.
What?
No hi from you.
Yeah. I felt pretty comfortable.
Teach his own, man.
Am I the only one that thinks that's funny?
I felt pretty comfortable.
Do you seriously not think that's funny? Big Sexy, do you find it funny? I mean, I know he's a jerk, but I mean, you got to admit that's kind of funny.
I think it's funny. I like trolling people, and he's a troll, so we would get along just fine.
Right. wouldn't most guys in that situation have that? Your wife brings over a bunch of girlfriends.
Yeah.
That's not how you feel about it?
I say hello. I'm not a jerk.
Chad's wearing his wife's clothes.
Why would I
more buys and highs?
Why would I get in the way of my wife's relationship and purposely go out of my way not to say hello to her friends?
My
what
wife?
Does that do for that situation?
Nothing. Doesn't help at all.
No.
You're not a jerk like that.
No, I'm not a jerk at all.
No. But do you feel like that?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Maybe I'm just too good of a guy inside. Maybe you and Big Sexy are, you know, not.
Listen, first of all, I wouldn't be like this either. Because, first of all, my wife wouldn't have friends like that. So it's not much of an issue.
Okay.
Hi! Hi, we're here! We're here to do nothing. We're here in the middle of the day. We're wearing makeup and high heels, even though it's Tuesday at 11 a.m. Hi!
They're there for the TV show.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right.
Right.
Right. And he's doing his TV show bit. It's all fake and planned and scripted. It's a bunch of silliness. And the fact that they get you to laugh at that, I think it says more about you than it says about them.
Maybe. But if you show me...
That was my turn at being a jerk.
If you show me some more Jay Cutler being a jerk clips, it's the first time I've seen some guy who's agreed to the reality show who is willing to be the jerk.
Scott Disick has played this role for years.
Who?
Scott Disick on the Kardashians.
Who's that?
Khloe's baby daddy.
Wow. Chad just hit us with a deep role player for the Kardashians reality
Khloe's
show.
Khloe's baby daddy was Tristan Thompson.
Whoa,
no,
what?
Not Khloe. Courtney, sorry. Courtney. The oldest of the Kardashian sisters.
Okay, dude.
Scott,
keep going.
You don't know who Scott Disick is?
I've not watched these shows.
Wait. So you've never watched the Kardashians, not one time, yet you are regaling me with the awesome potential future of the Jay Cutler show and how long it's going to last.
I'm not saying I can watch the show. I'm saying if you show me some clips, I'd probably be interested.
No, you literally... We're willing to argue how long this show is going to last.
Well, hold on. The breaking news is that you know deep characters in the Kardashians.
This has got nothing with a deep character. This is a mainstay character.
You got me. All right. I didn't know you watched the Kardashians.
Yes. Jay Cutler is just an extension of that character. Sits in the back, makes a smarmy comment. He's kind of sarcastic.
If I was breaking down The Bachelor or Bachelorette, would you be okay with that too?
What do you mean breaking it down? Why would I not be okay?
I'm just a little curious why you even know about the Kardashians.
I had a teenage daughter who lived in my house.
So
she watched it.
So this is a father-daughter bonding sort of thing?
No, but the TV was on. I pay attention to what's going on.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Okay.
I felt pretty comfortable.
Wait. It's the you've got time for the Pac-12 single-camera baseball game. And the awesome production values that they put into Oregon versus ASU. And then you give me a hard time about watching one of the most popular reality shows in the history of the planet.
Text line chiming in here. I feel like my IQ is dropping here.
You're right, text line.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Jay Cutler, my hero. Football at 4 is next.